For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Michael Brown's funeral attracted people from all over the region and all over the country. Jason Rosenbaum reports from the cemetery where Brown is buried.
Melvin Walker lives in Vacaville, California. The native St. Louisan was visiting earlier this month when a Ferguson police officer shot and killed Michael Brown. Walker decided to stay in town, and he was outside St. Peter's Cemetery in Normandy to witness the 18-year-old's procession.
I know that this is just one of those toxic pots that Mike Brown was the boiling over point.
With dozens of motorcyclists guarding the entrance, Brown's hearse rolled into the cemetery. Pallbearers then placed Brown's casket into a horse-drawn carriage. The carriage followed a row of limos deeper into the cemetery, guiding Brown to his final resting place. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Reverend Al Sharpton says the country needs to come to terms with the fact that something is wrong in America in the wake of Brown's death. Sharpton delivered the eulogy at Brown's funeral and told thousands of mourners that something is wrong when money is provided to give military equipment to police, but there isn't enough money for public schools. He called Brown's death a seminal moment in the country. Sharpton also said police officers who are wrong need to be dealt with. A grand jury is deciding whether the officer who shot Brown, Darren Wilson, will face criminal charges. The Justice Department is also investigating. A Northeast Missouri manufacturing plant that makes components for motor vehicles has begun a $17 million expansion. The Mexico Ledger reports the 68,000-square-foot addition at Spartan Light Metal Products will more than double the size of the existing plant. The company also expects to add 80 to 90 employees at the Mexico facility. Spartan is based in St. Louis and also has manufacturing plants in Hannibal, Missouri, and Sparta, Illinois. The family-owned firm makes aluminum and magnesium die-cast components for Toyota, Ford, General Motors, and other automotive companies worldwide. Officials attending the recent groundbreaking said the Mexico plant's expansion is largely due to growth in its business with Toyota. The Missouri Department of Economic Development has offered Spartan an incentive package tied to meeting criteria for job creation and investment. A body found by a hunter in central Missouri has been identified as that of a Jefferson City man, but authorities don't know how or when he died. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports dental records confirmed the remains as those of 32-year-old Cody Odine Thirlwall. A hunter discovered them on August 9th in rural Manitowoc County near Enon, about 20 miles south of Jefferson City. Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Kevin Hunter said Monday an anthropologist will try to determine the cause of death. Thirlwall was charged in February with second-degree burglary for breaking into a Jefferson City home. A Cole County judge issued an arrest warrant for him in late June after he failed to appear for a hearing on the charge. The University of Missouri reports record enrollment at its flagship Columbia campus as fall classes begin. KRCG-TV reports Monday's first day enrollment totaled 34,935 students, an increase of 2.4% from last year. The total includes 27,411 undergraduates. The university reports a record number of minority students, with 5,386, up 5.3% from the start of last year's fall semester. Slightly more than 2,300 international students are enrolled at the Columbia campus. The university says that's also a record and a 10% increase from the start of classes last fall. More than 4,500 mourners filled Friendly Temple Ministry Baptist Church in St. Louis yesterday for the funeral of Michael Brown. Stephanie Lecce reports.
18-year-old Michael Brown was remembered by family today as a spiritual and kind young man with a, quote, big, gentle smile. Stepmother Cal Brown called the younger Brown her best friend. She says he wanted someday to start a family and was excited to begin college after graduating this past May from Normandy High School.
The day that Mike graduated, he said, Cal, I feel like I am God. I got so much going inside of me. I know that the world is someday going to know my name. He said, I'm going to shake the world. And I promise you that he has.
Many speakers at the service called for peace among protesters, including Reverend Al Sharpton, who delivered the eulogy. I'm Stephanie Lecce.
The city council in Ferguson has postponed a meeting scheduled for today, citing a need for a larger venue due to interest from residents following Brown's death. A new date and place has not been set. It would have been the first council meeting since Brown was shot and killed by a Ferguson police officer on August 9th. The city says in a statement that the decision to postpone was made after consultation with police agencies. In the meantime, city leaders say the mayor and council in the coming days will be requesting resident input through postage-paid comment cards that will be delivered to every home in Ferguson and through an online forum. There will be a statewide recount on the narrow passage of a constitutional amendment creating a right to farm in Missouri. Secretary of State Chris Coster on Monday was officially certifying the results of the August 5th primary elections. Those include the approval of Constitutional Amendment 1 by fewer than 2,500 votes out of nearly 1 million cast. Missouri law allows a recount whenever the margin of victory is less than one-half of a percentage point. Two opponents of the measure already have asked for a recount. One of those is Wes Schumacher, a former Democratic state senator who is president of Missouri's Food for America. Schumacher says he's not aware of any particular election problems that he believes will reverse the result, but he says it's worth a try. An Eastern Missouri jail officer has been suspended with pay after inmates accused him of putting pepper spray on pizza before giving it to them. Franklin County Sheriff Gary Tulkey says four inmates complained of pain in their mouths and stomachs after they ate the pizza from an area restaurant on Tuesday. One inmate was evaluated at a hospital. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the jailer said the pepper spray got onto the pizza when he checked the pepper spray supply in a janitor's closet with the pizza nearby. He says an inmate took the pizza and gave it to other inmates. The jailer, who is a sheriff's deputy, is likely to face a disciplinary hearing this week to determine whether he will keep his job. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.